Puerto Rico has been dealing with earthquakes for weeks. The biggest was a 6.4 magnitude, but the aftershocks have also been really strong. One of Puerto Rico's largest power plants was damaged, plunging most of the island into widespread blackouts for days. Blackouts are now familiar to Puerto Ricans because the island's grid was so badly damaged after Hurricane Maria in 2017. And since Maria, communities there have created systems to keep the lights on with microgrids. Jose Juan Terraza joins us from San Juan. He's the director of Resilient Power Puerto Rico. Jose, what exactly is a microgrid? What does it look like?
It's essentially an electrical generation and storage system that is independent from the grid itself. It could be solar panels, could be wind. The source of energy really doesn't matter. Here we've been using solar panels to generate electricity and then batteries to store the power. It doesn't matter whether the grid is operating or not. You can rely on your local power.
So after Maria, your organization set up microgrids in over 30 community centers. Why focus on community centers first?
Right after the hurricane, it was very difficult to provide services to the general public because of communication issues, lack of power, transportation. So throughout the islands of Puerto Rico, there are community centers that have been set up by nonprofits, municipal governments, and so forth. And it seemed to be the most efficient way to give power to those centers that provide direct services to the community.
How did those microgrids fare after last week's earthquake?
I think they were impressed. In the 35 installations that we have done throughout Puerto Rico, the centers were able to provide energy after the blackout. And in the two closest to the epicenter in the southwest, in Yauco and in Ponce, the one in Ponce had to be abandoned because the structure itself, the building, was in a precarious condition. But the one in Yauco is able to provide services, and we're actually looking to expand the capacity, the electrical capacity of that system, because of the demand for services.
I'm wondering why the idea of resilient power is so important specifically to the island of Puerto Rico.
We have an electrical system that is still vulnerable to major disruptions. Our work at community centers is trying to have them sufficient power that they can continue to provide services and they can become hubs in their communities to manage any sort of disruption or catastrophe.
How do you define resilience when it comes to power?
The ability to come back after a major disruption or a significant disruption. And also communities' independence in the way that they can manage these situations. So making those systems available not only to community centers, but critical facilities. We've been working recently with the critical facilities and what critical facilities are and how to power them is very important so that society can continue and come back after a major storm or an earthquake or whatever it is. But we also don't see these microgrids necessarily as substituting the larger grid. We see them as complementary, as redundancy for these organizations and for society in general. We advocate that these systems be seen as redundant systems that can provide the facility to come back easily, but not necessarily they will supplant or substitute the general grid that we have.
Is the main barrier resources to having this all over the island? Money? Is it that simple as that?
Yes. For some institutions and for some organizations, it's financing, the ability to finance these systems. So one of the things that we've been working on is creating financial mechanisms that can be used to spread the solar microgrids across all of the islands.
I'm just curious, how much did last week's earthquakes and the tremors kind of re-energize your project and what you're doing?
I think it brought a different light onto the need for energy resilience because earthquakes, of course, are not predictable. So people don't have earthquakes in their mind. And the earthquakes particularly affect the generation of power at large power plants because they automatically shut off because of the vibrations produced by the earthquakes. In some instances, it's a temporary shutdown, but in other instances where there are damages to transmission lines and to structures, is more a permanent or a longer-term effect.
Jose Juan Terraza with Resilient Power Puerto Rico and San Juan. Thanks very much, and good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.